You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Welcome to Breathe and Bounce. This is Michael with you, because it's Friday. It's another freeing Friday. And I guess, you know, you could say yoga brings the magic, right? You feel pretty magical after you get done with the practice. You always have to have the right kind of teacher. You always have to have the right kind of connection. And the connection obviously is finding yourself. Finding how you connect to your body and whatnot. And today, I've got two special people coming on the show. I have got Katie Sepura and Megan Staiba, collectively known as the Italia sisters. Maybe you can call them the Italia twins, Gemily Italia, the yoga twins. I don't know. I could go on and on with nicknames for hours, but we're not going to do that. The one thing I will say is you get the right teacher, get the right friends, get the right partner. You can do anything. You'll be indestructible.
It's all in the moment, like one in a million. I found you in the stars. We could be safe, we could be loud.
That's beautiful about the yoga community is you always meet fascinating people. You meet people who are just very welcoming and very encouraging, and sometimes people who really push you to be your best, whether you like it or not. So my guests today, another thing that's special about them is they're twins. And twins are very fascinating people to me, so I had to get both of you guys on here. So I have sisters Katie Sepora and Megan Staiba, formerly known as the Italia sisters, here with us today on Breathe and Bounce. Hello, guys. How you guys doing?
Hello. Good. Happy to be here.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
First of all, I would like to say you guys are some of the friendliest people I've ever met in my life. Because
oh, thank you.
Who was born first?
I was. So, Megan, I was born first, 13 minutes first, and I always give Katie, you know, reminders that I am older than her. So, I always had to put her in her place once in a while. I'm the older sister.
It is true.
Yeah.
Why do you have to put Katie in her place? I want to hear about this.
Well, you know, like, older siblings get more like authority, like what we say goes, like we go first, I'm older than you, the oldest person, you know, stuff like that.
So you want a coin flip. You want a 13-minute coin flip, which gives you the authority just to boss around Katie, huh?
Basically, yes. Yes.
But I always get to brag that I'm the baby and I'm younger than her. Now that we're getting older, I'd say, well, I'm younger than you.
That is true. When people ask who's older, I'm always like, darn it, I am.
How did you guys get, what brought you guys to the practice?
Yeah, so for me, I was always into fitness, whether it was running marathons or triathlons or even 5Ks. Like, I just really enjoyed being in the fitness industry and surrounding myself with like-minded people. So it caused an injury for me to get into yoga. It was during, I'm a black belt in martial arts, so
really?
I was training in martial arts. Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, training in my martial arts, you know, season of my life, and got my black belt, and I was training for my second degree black belt, and running at the same time and doing, like, you know, very extreme levels of fitness. And I had micro tears start happening all down my hamstrings, and my knee was starting hurting. I was just recognizing things in my body that didn't feel good. And I'm a pusher, so I would push myself through it. And then it got to the point where I finally went to an orthopedic, and he was like, listen, you can't run anymore. You can't kick like you're kicking anymore. Like, you're literally tearing your hamstrings. So then I found yoga. I went to a class, and I was always told, you know, that from people that yoga's so easy, and I felt like I'm not going to get a workout going to yoga. You know, like, that's for people that want to stretch, or like lazy people who don't want to work out. Come to find out, it is one of the hardest things that you could actually do for your body, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And I started doing that, and then I stumbled upon a bar studio with my girlfriends out in St. Charles, Illinois, and after being there for like 2 months, they asked me to start teaching. So I went through a bar training program and started teaching bar. That was, about 12 years ago. And then I loved yoga so much. And I was like, hey, this is like a really good complement to one another. You know, your body's muscles and where they attach and how to engage and do things. Like, I want to bring yoga to the studio. So then I went for Core Power for my training and got my 200-hour power training through Core Power and brought yoga into that bar studio. And ever since then, like, I've been teaching a couple different studios. I brought yoga into some CrossFit places, you know, for an extra stretch for them, a little different perspective of their type of workout. And now I have my own little studio, and practice here and have wonderful, amazing clients and absolutely love. Like I always say, yoga found me. Like it took me to get injured to find yoga, and I'm here for it.
And how did you get involved, Katie?
Obviously, my sister was a huge inspiration and influence on me in that part. We had very different lives through our teenage years and young adulthood. I was in Chicago for a while. So when she kept saying, oh, I'm, you know, doing yoga, I found a studio in the city and started doing some Bikram yoga, hot yoga, kind of fell in love with it and then took a little break and then moved out to the suburbs to start a family and discovered Jody at, who was your first guest on the show, at Lifetime Fitness. And I was taking her classes for years and years. And she kept saying, when are you going to start teaching? When are you going to start teaching? And I just fell in love with the practice. I would see my sister teaching and that. And I just knew that, you know, if my sister loved it, I was going to love it. And it just kind of fell into place. And I feel like that's how yoga works. It just falls into place in the exact appropriate time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it changes your life.
Katie, did you do a lot of athletic stuff too, as well as Megan did?
Yeah. Yes. I never got my black belt. We did karate together.
Oh, so you did karate too?
Yeah. Karate, kickboxing. I didn't do the black belt level. I was too busy in the city working and stuff like that. But I would come out to her. I actually helped Megan get her black belt. I was her partner during the competitions and stuff. So that was really cool to be a part of that with her.
Okay. So I got to ask the question. Have you guys ever sparred off against each other?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Multiple times.
We're lovers, not fighters. So for us, like, we would get mad at one another. And it was stupid things growing up. Like, you're wearing my shirt. Take my shirt off. You know, girls.
Of course. Right.
We would, like, spar it out. And then we would start crying, hugging each other. I love you so much. You know, it was very quick little battles.
Right.
We would definitely be on the same team now that we're older.
I've always wondered this about twins. Do you guys ever get feelings when one of you is going through something on the other? Do you guys ever get like that intuition, that twin intuition? Is it real?
It's absolutely real. Absolutely real. Megan, actually, a really good example. We were young. She was on the back of a motorcycle. I was at home. She ended up getting into an accident. I actually felt pain in my back and had no idea where it was coming from. Minutes later, we got a phone call that Megan got into an accident and broke her tailbone.
Oof.
So it wasn't only just like a mental something's wrong, but I physically felt pain where she had injured herself. So 100% twin intuition, real deal.
You ever...
We dream the same too. We'll wake up and be like, I had this, and we'll have very similar dreams.
Wow. That's wild. You know, you just hear stories and people talk about it. And then when I hear you guys talk about it, it just gives me chills up my spine just thinking about that. You know, so like anytime one of you guys has just a sudden pain, I would imagine you guys get a little nervous that something happened to your sister. Yeah?
Yes. Oh, yes.
For sure.
We're always calling and checking in on each other.
Yeah. Or Katie, you'll be like, oh my gosh, I don't feel good. My stomach hurts. What's the matter? And I'm like, oh, I haven't felt good all day. Like something would happen to me or vice versa. She'd be like, I have the biggest headache. And I'm like, so sorry. It's from me. I've been sitting here in the seat.
So sorry. It's from me.
We apologize to each other all the time.
I'm so sorry. That was me. I'm sorry.
To both of you, what is the most important thing one can get out of one of your classes?
I think for mine, it's the self-discovery, learning something new about yourself every time you come to your mat, whether that be the physicality in your body, knowing the space that's there instead of feeling just tension somewhere. Mentally, being able to clear your mind, having space in your mind where you're not thinking of something. And then even spiritually, you know, the spirituality of yoga practice, not knowing that even exists in new beginners. And it's just the holy trinity of that for me is coming to the mat. I want to hit every aspect every time you come to your mat.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Megan?
For me, I mean, obviously everything Katie said, but a big component for me is the breath and body connection. it's huge. Once you can tune in to nothing but your breath and let your body just move naturally the way it wants to, and whether you follow every single cue that, you know, I give you or your yoga instructor gives you, that connection that you have with your breath where you can truly tune everything else out, like nothing else matters. If you were having the worst day, once you can connect with the breath and then the breath to the body, like your vinyasa, each movement has a breath, it's magic. Like everything else just
it's magic.
You can take
it is.
That is the perfect word. It's
you can take people away from their everyday life and bring them internal, a place that most people are uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
And make it a beautiful thing.
Now, one other thing that I really respect about you guys is you guys are practically entrepreneurs. You started your own jewelry line. Megan, you have got this big thing going on called Explore Yoga Project. I am really fascinated with what you have coming up in October with the teepees and all. We'll get into that in a minute. But let's talk a little bit about your jewelry line, because you guys make some really cool stuff. The name of your line is Gemelli Italia. And what does that mean in Italian?
Twins.
Uh-huh. And tell me a little bit about how you guys developed this.
Oh, gosh. Again, Megan, huge influence and inspiration.
Megan's the oldest. So Megan kind of like sets the tone and you kind of just take it from there.
She has to do what I say. She was forced into it. So basically, we have an older sister as well.
Oh, okay.
She lived downtown Chicago and she was, you know, walking home from her work one day, and she passed a bead store and went in, and she loved it and started buying beads and self-taught herself how to make jewelry. Well, she would bring it home and I'd be like, wow, that's so beautiful. Like, can you make me one? And she would make me stuff. I was like, well, I can do it myself. Show me how to do it. So then our little sister, Jessica, started showing me how to make jewelry.
Wait a minute. How many sisters do you guys have?
We have one older sister and then one older brother.
So oh, okay.
Four of us.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. When you said younger sister, you're referring to Katie. I forgot.
Yes.
That's right. Katie's the younger one. My bad. Sorry. Yes. Carry on.
Yeah. So, she taught me how to make jewelry. And then I was making jewelry for a while. And our mom got into making jewelry. And then, you know, when Katie was done graduating college and her city life, I was like, all right, let's go. It's me and you. It's Gemelli. We're doing this. And
yes.
It's been wonderful. It's been, you know, out of all the beautiful things that have come out of Gemelli, the best is just spending time with Katie, like our time together. When we go to trunk shows or we do a lot of online shows, we have like the best time because it's just her and I hanging out and we get to be creative at the same time and make money at the same time. So Gemelli has been a blessing again.
Real quick, Megan, let's talk a little bit about the Explore Yoga Project. You obviously have a big retreat coming up here. It looks like October. Am I correct?
It is in Todos Santos, Mexico. So it's right outside of Cabo San Lucas. It's in this incredible space. It's a sacred space in that area where the desert meets the sea. And we have authentic adobe teepees that surround this beautiful home with a pool. Wow. There is a yoga shala on campus. So we have our own private yoga studio that we use. There's spa, there's mountain bikes. I have Baja Mala Bead Company coming in and doing a private workshop for us, and everyone gets to make their own mala necklaces and learn, you know, about the 108 prayer beads, and then we'll do a mala meditation and one of the yoga practices. There is going to be a ton of yoga, obviously, but it's a wellness retreat, so we're going to do Tezmacal Sweat Lodge and just learn different things that you can to just be better mentally, physically, emotionally. Yeah, and I have about, there's like 16 of us right now, so I only have a few TPs remaining left available, which I'm going to keep open for a little bit. And then, I'm so excited. I cannot wait for people to experience. I've been on so many yoga retreats that I've taken the best of each one of them, and I know what I would want to experience. So I'm so excited that I'm going to be able to offer that to all the people that are going to be attending.
It sounds like such a cool thing. So, Katie, when are you going to start doing Megan yoga retreats?
Funny you say that. Right before we got on this call, She was like, oh my gosh, I just had another TP sold. And I was like, wow, like, I'm just super impressed. I know it's going to be an absolute amazing trip. And I was like, I might have to come help you. She's like, please, I need you.
So this is going to be, is this going to become another, is this going to be another business? Is this going to be another Gemelli business?
She's going to have to really twist my arm on this one, coming to Mexico and doing yoga and stuff. I don't know.
Pretty soon it may not be the, it may not be the Explore Yoga Project. It might be the Gemelli Italia Project. Eventually it's just going to become a brand. You guys are just going to become like this brand, and it's like everyone's going to know who you guys are because you guys keep coming up with all, oh my god, it would be amazing. I would support it. I'd be like the genesis of it happened right here on Breathe and Bounce. The brand, the Gemelli Italia brand, started right here at this time. Yeah, I just, once again, I think the two of you are a blessing to the yoga community. I think anyone, you know, I mean, I've known you guys for only a short amount of time, but the things that I've learned from the both of you and just the kindness that you have shown me and everything, it's just unparalleled. And I think, you know, you guys are perfect for this community. If people want to get more information about what you guys are doing, where can they find your stuff?
Facebook, Instagram. Gemelli Italia on both Facebook and Instagram. Megan, you can even go to her personal page. She has an Explore Yoga Project page as well. Check out her MyOya lab.
We're all over the place.
All right. Megan Staiba and Katie Sepora, thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to seeing what you have coming up in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You are my sister. We were born. So innocent, so full of need. There were times we were friends, but times I was so cruel. Each night I'd ask for you to watch me as I sleep. I was so afraid of the night. You seemed to move through the places that I feared. You lived inside my world so softly, protected only by the kindness of your nature.
You are my sister, and I love you. May all of your
then, so similar over the years, the way we loved, the way we experienced pain, so many memories, there's nothing left to gain from remembering faces and worlds no one else will ever know.
They're gonna come. I see.
You know, some siblings really are tight, and I think Katie and Megan exemplify that. I will have more information about them on the website, breatheandbounce.com. Katie is over at Lifetime Fitness in Algonquin. Megan is at the Hot Yoga Vault in St. Charles. You can go by and pay them a visit. They'll give you a workout. They'll stretch you out. They'll make you find your edge. And once again, finding your edge in yoga is what it's all about. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. And because once you come back from that, you feel fantastic. So thank you so much for listening. We'll see you here next time on Breathe and Bounce. In the meantime, may you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Namaste.